All right, call our meeting back to order. All members present and Mr. Preston to talk Road and Bridge.
Mentioned it before Mr. Stroffus walked in. There is, Thursday is the event for retirement party for Gene Rogers. It will be at 11 o'clock. Both sides are invited. We're anticipating about 80 people to be there. And I'm looking for donations for the financial aspects of $150 is expected. I've put in $50. Harlan requested $150 to buy the meat, and the other side dishes will be brought in by employees.
Okay. Is there a start time to it? Is it just
11?
It's 11 o'clock start time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if there's enough time. I thought about this week, and if there's enough time for me to get a plaque made.
Well, there's a gift going to be given.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Okay. They approached me about a gift, and I told them I would go in on it.
Okay.
But I think this is a last-minute deal, and they're probably going to run up there and get it sometime this week because they just said something about it this morning. Okay. I think they're going to try to pick him up something. I don't want to talk about it here.
Just for everyone to hear.
A week or two ago, I gave you some information on CDLs that our employees did have in their possession.
Actually, I didn't. Was that in my box?
Yes.
I haven't got the old papers that were in my box. When did you put it in there? Last Thursday or Friday?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
I don't remember seeing it. I mean, it could have been in there. I don't.
Okay.
No, it wasn't in mine. It just went through mine twice.
Chuck, did you have it?
No, I got my mail.
It was right after the meeting, right after 2 weeks ago when we talked about it. It looks like this.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Okay. I'm not saying it's not there. I hadn't seen it.
I will make sure everybody gets another copy. We can delay that discussion and bring
so it shows time. What, Frank? Shows the ones that don't have CDLs?
The ones that do not. And then Mr. Strahan asked for the out of the 13 category, how many did have
Class A's.
Seven of them did have Class A's. I'll get another copy. And
you can always email it to us, too, or get it to me.
Okay. I'm not sure that all the commissioners open emails.
Well, you can just print an email.
All you got to do is send it to Nikki, and it comes right across the phone there. So.
Okay.
Yeah, email 5 May, too. Better, in fact, probably.
The MACTO conference is upcoming in November. I've attended one in the past, and I appreciated the networking and the information sharing. Mr. Ratterman has sent out his schedule for this year. It's a two-day program. It looks like one overnight. We do have $350 in our training account, and wondering if I had your authorization to attend this year.
You said you got money budget, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm good with it. You get a nod from me.
One nod.
So you got an overnight stay, and what's the conference cost?
$50 for the conference. Conference fee is $50. Room night, room is $93 per night.
Okay. I'll nod.
Thank you.
Three nods.
Will you be attending also? Is that something that you normally attend? Missouri Association of County Transportation Officials, okay.
Oh, well, you're as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I'm leaning that way too. It's all yours.
Thank you, Don.
On your teacher.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Next, sir.
I've been working on the fuel situation. We did have somebody come do a field visit at both yards. Two of our pumps are of the style that are not calibratable. I think I mentioned that before. They're gear-driven. Spoke with someone at Tri-Lakes Petroleum. He said if you're within 6 to 8% That's about the accuracy of things that are even that have the ability to be calibrated.
If I understand it, 6 to 8% of the volume going through the pump, mm-hmm. if you're within it, you're within the threshold.
Yes.
Okay.
That seems hard to believe, that number.
Well, I'm just going to let you know that we also calculate, 2 to 5% evaporation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we add those numbers together, we are 8 to 13%. We could be off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One test they did do, pretty simple test with a 5-gallon bucket at both sites. They pumped it. The 5-gallon bucket was full at, I think one was 4.7 and one was 4.3 or 4. So that's a problem there also.
Okay.
But I'm still working on that. Shorty Cooper and the parking lot are tentatively scheduled for this Thursday to be paved.
Shorty Cooper and parking, okay.
Scheduled for this Thursday. And then I did speak with Stan, actually Randy did speak with Stan Workman from Jernigan, and in regards to Sunset Road off of Y Highway, our costs are almost $40 per ton cheaper than the cost that were provided by the contractor. So I asked that during the Y Highway paving, contingent upon the right-of-way being met, that it, we get done with our cost. This next one is a Casey Road issue, another one, a different one, but also related to rain. This is Don Swan's old house, is currently the Quakely residence. And this is right before, heading east, this is right before the large wall, retaining wall that was put in, and we changed the elevation of the backyard. And as you can see, the drainage, most of the lot drains where I put the little squiggly lines in the backyard, and what it's doing is washing out the gravel driveway. And prior to the construction of this particular job, the driveway wasn't elevated like that. It is made out of gravel, and I think the fix is relatively simple. And I do believe the project caused the problem, but it's only during heavy rains that they experienced this issue. I think we can go in there and put a concrete swale in there and or a drain pipe and eliminate or alleviate this problem. So I think I'm moving forward on it unless I hear any objections.
Okay.
This next.
What's the cost of that?
Of the repair?
Mm-hmm.
Less than $500.
Okay. Okay. And we caused it?
Yes.
Okay.
This one I'm asking for your approval to hire an engineering firm to help us figure it out. This is the main drain pipe that comes out of the slope at the judicial facility here. I have heard reports that this pipe will shoot water, not just drain water, but shoot water like a large water cannon. Contractors put those large boulders in front to try and slow it down. The pictures are of poor quality, but you can see all the erosion around it. And found out last week that this drain also serves as part of the drainage area for Main Street in front of the judicial facility. So there's a lot of water coming out there. In-house, we've talked about concreting a channel and putting some diversion blocks or blocks to slow the water down. But with the amount and velocity that's coming out of there, I'm not sure I want to guess at how we can, or attempt or trial it in error on how we can repair that or make it so that it doesn't cause a problem. We've talked about hard piping it down before. Then at the junction of where it would meet 160, it would make a 90-degree turn, and we'd probably have to make make some type of erosion protection there because of the amount and velocity. So,
it's going to leave. You want to hire an engineering firm to do that? I don't know what can be done about it. They should have corrected that. One of those boulders was down in the highway the other day.
Mm-hmm.
One of those big ones you see. That's how much water pressure. They pushed it all the way down out into 160, and somebody took their vehicle and pushed it over to the side.
Well,
my fear in hard piping it or enclosing it and then running it down to the bottom is that we may be blocking it up upstream on the Main Street side and reducing the volume and velocity up there, and may have a flooding problem where we don't currently have one.
What about a baffling concrete, little concrete walls down through there or something, baffling?
We've talked about that, and it's been told to me that this water could possibly fly over some of the baffling depending on the velocity that's coming out.
Oh.
I've not seen it at its worst. I've seen it pretty bad, but not like it's been reported to me.
I know it's bad. I've seen that big rock that laying out in 160 there, so if a car happened to be coming by just about the time that hit, that would be a bad situation. But
do we go to the engineer that designed this and say, give us a remedy? That'd be a waste of effort, maybe.
I don't know who they are or worked with them, but
I believe they're responsible, basically.
Wouldn't hurt to talk to them. Could I get a name? Do you remember?
We'd have to call, HMN, but I forgot what we called him. Steve Davis at HMN Architects in North Kansas City.
Steve Davis?
Yeah. Ask him if he could give us.
Okay.
Some help here.
I can fax him some pictures or email him some pictures and see if we can make any headway that way.
If that doesn't work, we'll send you to Septagon. They can tell us who it was.
Okay. This is just for your information. We've been trying to order traffic paint for the past couple of weeks, and there's a shortage of raw materials in the industry. We piggyback purchase with the MoDOT bid, and the earliest availability for delivery at this time is estimated to be in August. We should still be able to paint all of our areas of responsibility within the time frame. It takes us about 4 weeks full time to paint all of the mileage that we are responsible for, but it's a couple months later than we usually start, so I just want to let you be aware of that. And with the new water-based paints, they don't last as long as they used to. Sometimes you can get away with 2 years without a paint, but wanted to bring that to your attention.
Frank, we've had this problem one other time in the past where we had a shortage, and I just wonder if there's a need, and I don't know how your budget's figuring. This may not be the year to talk about it, but we probably need to have extra on hand.
Is there a shelf life?
I would agree with you. It has a very short shelf life.
Oh, it does.
That's why we try and purchase almost the exact amount we used the previous years. It coagulates at the bottom and turns like an old can of paint, household paint. This is 10 times worse than any household paint.
Oh, okay.
It hardly has a shelf life. That would be great if it did. The next one I want to show you is...
Frank, I just emailed you Steve Davis's contact information.
So. Thank you. This is a 4x8 sign at the transfer station. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. At
Recycling Center?
Recycling Center. Actually, in real life, it's worse than the picture show here. And then there's a little 18x24 sign.
Have them both replaced.
Yeah, I have three estimates. It's just under $600.
Really?
But it would be on aluminum blanks and about a 10-year sign.
versus, I don't know how long these have lasted, but
yeah,
it would be the better choice.
I got the nod on it anyway.
Got the nod here.
Okay. Do have three estimates here and just needed your approval.
Frank, any of those signs that we have established around the county that represent us, no matter where they be, just if you can, make a checklist and let's get them replaced. It just looks bad on us when we get something like that out there for the public to.
Okay. The next one is Forest Bluff in Whitetail Crossing Subdivision. I don't know if all of you read the letter that Randy sent across this morning. Mr. Brown had met his, sort of what you said last week. Mr. Brown, the road was taken in contingent upon him doing several things to the cul-de-sac. He did meet his contingencies. His last contingency was to create a berm and or some type of safety barrier at the bottom of the cul-de-sac, and that was completed just recently. Unfortunate, due to the amount of rain that we've received recently, a lot of his good efforts have been undermined or
ruined. The reason I'm showing you,
I've had the opportunity to for Frank to show me this, and I think it's clear and evident by the 0-6 underneath the other lining of base and all the base rock that Danny did do his part with the cul-de-sac, but it just washed out before we got out there and did our part. When was this that we approved this? You had a date for me?
I think it was April. April is what I think I read in the English letter.
But anyway, we either didn't get time or...
How are we going to fix that?
Well, the drainage is the problem. We need to establish drainage on both sides of...
I mean, is that where the culvert is?
The culvert is completely blocked.
Okay, so that's why it went through the road pathway. Yeah. So you're saying you think you can clean this out?
Possibly. We use a water truck to try and blast those out.
I was just curious. I mean, were we talking about reconstructing?
We'll have to rework a good portion of it, and drainage ditches on both sides are in very rough shape, and they were never really built right to begin with.
Okay.
The reason I show you that is there'll be a little bit of effort that goes into it.
I questioned it myself until Frank drew the attention to the 0-6 and the other stuff that he had put in.
Right.
Because it was a dirt weed patch when we approved it. The old pictures were
right. Just
of an old dirt weed patch cul-de-sac down there, and he put the 0-6 and the base on top and all that.
So him doing his part, we'll now do our part, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Frank, you mentioned water truck to clean out the culvert.
That's one of the uses we've done with it, yes. Blast it out like they used to use a fire truck or get the assistance of the fire department in the past. But that's one of the uses we found for it that we've...
So our water truck it's got a pump, or is it just...
It has a pump.
So it's not just the weight of the water.
It's not just gravity.
Not just gravity.
It has several neat features. It has a sprinkler on each corner of the vehicle that can spray in a fan. It has a sprinkler underneath the driver's side that has a fan that's situated vertically, and you can spray a fan from here to the yard. And then it has an inch and a half hose on a 50 feet of inch and a half for a hose on a recoil reel that will...
Have you guys seen... I was absolutely amazed. I knew we ordered the water truck. I knew we had it and all that. Till went out and looked at the thing. And I mean, it has all kinds of uses and stuff on it. And my goodness, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's big. It's not, you know, when you're talking about water truck, you're not thinking about what you're, when you go see this thing,
it's helped us in our compaction efforts in building new roads. It's helped us in some of our culvert problems. It helps for dust control. And we're going to try something this year, and they may have already, and that is to wash down all the bridge structures that we own that have metal on them because of the chemicals that were used on them in the winter. It's a practice that MoDOT does, and now we have the ability to do that, so we'll try and do that this spring.
Can I chase a rabbit real quick?
Sure.
Darla Road, across from George Cadwell's old place. I've talked about it a number of times.
248.
Sewer came through there, Big Creek Sewer Project. After that, a lady's house. Is right across the way. This is Darla Road.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ditch along here. There's a culvert that comes across there. Her driveway's been built up. Got a mobile home, double wide, sitting here. And the water comes underneath 160 up here, has to make a 90-degree turn and another 90-degree turn. But it comes off, comes over the roadway here and is washing this out. It's been like a year or two project. I've been trying to help the lady. Brought it to y'all last year sometime. Branson claims the water, whatever you call that, on the apartments across the road was done right. I question it, but who am I to question it? MoDOT has come along, Steve Dunn, and he's going to open this up between these two mobile homes and put shot rock in, open this ditch up some more and put more shot rock in July or August. Says it's not really way past our right of way, but they're just going to do it. Last Tuesday, I guess she called me Monday, afraid of the rains that were coming. I talked to sewer district about putting some concrete dividers, whatever you call them, to keep the water from running over the top of the road until MoDOT got there. Mm-hmm. And they didn't feel like it was their responsibility, which I understand. It's not our responsibility necessarily either. But anyhow, I come up with a Taneyville improvision. And I hope it's working. But I rattled all that to tell you that when I was out there last Tuesday, Wednesday night doing that on my own, wasn't county thing at all, the issue came up that this culvert may not be draining well. That this ditch will be full of water, and they don't see any, I mean, it comes out down here, but with no, not like there's a backup. So my request is, this dandy water truck we're bragging about, could we try that out on that culvert?
Didn't hurt anything.
It's not a county road. It's not a county road.
This is just blow it out there and see.
Just see if it'll blow out.
Yep.
The things come up now. There's two manholes. There's one here and one there. And the homeowner of this association, first time I'd seen him face to face, mentioned this. And I'm wondering if maybe when they were putting the line in, they might have crushed it. It's an older concrete culvert.
It doesn't take much time to mobilize the water truck.
No.
Just pull it up and
blow it out. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Moving
that
on along.
After the 290s, the one that goes under the road in front of our home?
Yep.
Good.
Before, as you're going in there, it's right before you get to the her place. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much on that.
That's all I had, unless you have something for me, and then talk to an executive session about
road bridge, James?
Yes.
What you got?
I drove down to...
Microphone.
I drove down to...
He drove down to...
Deer Lane last night, and I went down to the new road that cuts into the lake there that you guys built, and I noticed, Frank, that the bank... That thing has slipped down on the bank, and you're not getting any growth on that clay bank you had there. And I bet the Corps of Engineers is expecting, because I see where you got some crown vetch started down low, but there's a big area there that needs some attention.
Was there a erosion control blanket on the slope?
Yeah, but it slipped down into the ditch.
Okay.
On where the, and it was about 5 foot of clay exposed there with nothing on it.
Probably the second time that's happened. It's, I think the slope is too steep.
Yeah, that's at their request. Mm. It was. Well, I wanted to mention that it didn't have no vegetation on it.
Okay. We've tried. I'll look at it again, see if we can do something alternatively. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. What did you think about the road in general?
Excellent. That's all I got to say. Excellent.
Right. Got anything for Frank?
Don't we have an executive personnel?
Yes.
I've got one or two before we go in there right quick.
Okay.
One, it sure be nice, even if we had to do it in two parts, to get some dirt or decide what we're going to do on our...
I thought about that this morning.
My thing is, I've got prices from contractors because it's a big deal. We've got to get this drainage thing fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that's done, there's a bunch of companies who have given us prices before we could do a quick bid, mobilize it. Because the concern I think it was, there was three different companies that I had talked to last year, remember when we talked about it? They're saying they're going to have to put some erosion fabric down. And they're talking about 4 inches of soil, the fabric down, staking it to the hill, and then poking holes for, you know, either buffalo grass and vinca minor, and just so we have something immediately. But my concern is so steep, if we just put dirt on it, it's just going to end up in a ditch.
So my question is, do you want us to, dirt's 2 to 4 weeks out when you place an order, topsoil?
Well, if we're going to do it, my thought was, this is the busy time for road and bridge. We should be doing road and bridge things right now and maybe pay for someone to do it and just get it done. We haven't had that conversation yet, but I mean, I've kind of been waiting to see. You know, obviously, we're waiting on the sewer line to be put in and Shorty Cooper to be put in. I'd like to get the drainage thing and then let's have a conversation, because the landscape companies I talked to, they can get dirt pretty fast, but it's a bigger process. Because they're talking about putting erosion control down and staking it to the hillside and all that. It's not cheap. I'm going to tell you that now. It's not cheap.
Could we ask you to check those prices, say they're last year prices, and let's post a meeting.
Okay.
And
see, I've got the old bids.
And I would...
I'm just afraid that...
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I think if we'd have put Bermuda strips, two of them across that top, that'd have been halfway down the hill by now if we'd have done it last year.
My concern is that we got this erosion, this pipe, and even if we hire somebody, we're going to be forever. What do you say?
Oh,
behind my back?
No.
They're glaring at each other.
I disagreed with his statement of Bermuda, and he didn't like it.
He was throwing rocks at you.
Yeah, he was. Bermuda. Dried, dead Bermuda at me. Strips.
One of my concerns...
Well, I interrupted you, Chuck.
I'd just like to get it on the table and get something done, because I got this fear that we're going to be months.
Yeah,
and
we'll just work around it.
They're throwing rock. I think we need to work around it. They're going to, Road and Bridge is going to do around Shorty Cooper, I assume, with dirt and stuff.
We haven't talked about it.
About that yet either.
My concern with whatever we do is the ability to maintain it because of the slopes. We can't mow all of it. So that
you know, I'll just tell you, last night at home, I thought about, you know, the problem we've got there. I'm not sure that if we hadn't just put big old white rocks all over the thing, we'd have been done with it and finished, and that would have been it. Just put a plastic barrier down and just set big old white stones coming off the hill, and that'd have been it. I'm talking about just regular.
We can get a carver out there, maybe get a carving of your face like Mount Rushmore.
Or we could get one large stone that would cover your head.
So we're going to have a meeting to talk about particulars?
I'm going to have prices. I'm going to get the prices back from, get current prices and set up a meeting on the hillside.
Where do you get that red rock at anyway?
Red rock. Kind of like Red Rock Road up here. My other one, to change the subject, is Quail Road. And Frank looked this up. We talked to Mr. Burton about this, and he believes that we made a decision to get him some materials and the culverts, and they would do all the work. This is where it's washed out at the end of one of our roads.
From the sewer, right? Quail Road's over in Branson.
It is. We talked about
it's off of Quebec. Is it around the right area?
I think it is.
Okay.
We talked about it on three separate occasions. I'm not sure on Quebec. We talked about it on three separate occasions. Deborah listened to the audio last week. On one of the meetings, we did talk about providing all of the materials and that they would do all of the work. And then the next meeting, but no motions were made. The next meeting, we talked about the same thing and that the job would be much larger than we thought it would be. And then the most part of the discussion was it really a county responsibility? That's what we ended the discussion with, and we never really made a decision either way.
No. It's not even on Mr. Burton's property that I understood when in one of our conversations. It's on his neighbor, right?
It was a home that I believe Mr. Burton's son bought as an investment to sell, flip.
Okay, hold on. Quail, is that where the water's eroding between two houses?
Yes.
Okay, it's not. It's in Forsyth. It's not in Branson.
No, I'm looking here. I think it's off of Burton Road or Flynn Road. Wait a minute here, yeah. If you turn off 248 on Flynn.
Okay.
And there's a short way. And there's a little area there right across from Western Trail. It's a circle.
And this is the conversation he went at culvert?
60 feet of culvert and backfill material, I believe.
Two or three loads of rock or something.
But after listening to the audio, we didn't make a decision. There weren't any motions. We talked about a lot of things, but no motions were made to move forward.
I wasn't for it, was I?
Most of your dialogue was, why is it a county problem? And here we are chasing drainage problems again.
Because I think I referred to Horizon Hills.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. I don't believe it's a county problem. So I'd have to fix it if it was out on my property.
Well, just to be argumentative.
Go ahead.
Or discussion debatable, we just did Casey Road drainage problem.
But we caused that, I think, didn't we?
The building of the new road and the changing of the elevations caused it, yes.
Okay, but on Quail, we didn't do anything.
What
we did wrong was took the road in. Is that right? I just make sure the only thing we did wrong was take the road in versus changing the water flow from Casey Road.
There is an issue.
You have a point. Yes.
Yeah. There is an issue. It's obviously a drainage issue. It's an erosion problem. It was a long-standing problem that some of the guys on the West reported. It's been there for many, many years. It was never a concern of the previous property owners, or at least it wasn't brought to our attention. It might have been a concern of theirs.
Probably got worse.
Mm-hmm. I have one question. Could we not, this is a novel idea for the commission, not springing on Bob, but could we suggest Bob review this and tell us if we're going to have liability?
I don't want his opinion.
From a legal perspective? Not currently, but let's say a house collapses. Does the county have liability at that point? Is it right for me to ask that question of him?
You have that right.
Okay.
Well, that does me. But I need... We got a case that Mr. Burton thinks that we committed to do something. Here we are again. And he said in our meeting, I don't know if it's one that we're listening to, because the one that you're talking about that the girls listened to, or whether there was another one that we didn't find or something, I don't know. But he believes confidently that we committed to for them to do the work, to supply the culverts and two or three loads of rock or something and take the responsibility. I think we even talked to Paulson about an agreement saying that whatever it would be worth that says we're never coming by you again type of agreement.
Right.
So, I have to call Mr. Burton. Some kind of a report. What kind of a report would you like me to take? Or would one of you guys like to take the report?
I don't, it wouldn't make me no difference, but the thing of it is we got thousands of places over the county that we've got ditch lines that's led off of county roads, and if we start the process, we'll, I think that was my position all along.
I can provide you with the minutes if you'd like to see those.
I think you showed them to me, but yeah, I'll probably need to get a copy of them.
You would like a copy of those?
Well, my thing is, I want to talk to Bob. If the county is going to have liability at some point down the future, then, you know, $1,000 fix now versus a $150,000 lawsuit in the future, I'd rather spend the $1,000 now. That's why I want to ask Bob a couple of questions about the legal part of it.
I wasn't following your point. I did now, and I'm starting to get you towards the end there, which would be a positive thing for what I'm trying to see happen.
Yeah, if it is a county road now, and I believe we're responsible for the water, but I just want to make sure, even though we didn't create the problem, but we, by saying yes, we accepted the problem as is, I believe, is what Mr. Paulson is going to tell us. So I'd rather just let me ask him a few questions, and, you know, if you want to give it a couple of days, so we can get Bob, maybe on Wednesday we can make a decision one way or the other. I'm fine with that.
That'd be great.
Let me repost Quail Road for Wednesday.
Sounds like a plan.
I would like to be in on that discussion because I have some general questions in regards to drainage and county responsibility.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Again, I understand where you're going now, Jim, and why would we be going through all the precaution, and we need to follow up on that as well on Horizon Hills, mm-hmm. if we didn't have.
Right.
So, wonderful. Thank you for talking about that.
While Ms. Neely walked in, it reminded me of a question that I had. When we have to do research in the minutes, of which they're typically very kind to us, and Mr. Yeast was able to help us in a timely manner, but PSR, public service request, is asked that we do that, and then they have up to 3 days to provide us that information. I was wondering if there's any way we can be allowed to have that same program or view those files. I was told no previously because of the fear that we would have the ability to change what the records state. But could we not be on a programmed into a read-only file where we wouldn't have the ability to make the change?
You did that for me, didn't you, Donna?
Are you talking about the minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
Or you're just wanting
find the minute or punch a word in and find it?
Right now, when we do a research in the minutes, we have two options. One, come to your office and do a PSR. Uh-huh. Or two, go through the files that we have available to us and read them. But you have the ability to query them based on a word or something like that. It'd be nice if we had that ability and only be a read-only user.
We can probably set something up like that for you. And it's what we have is we have the ongoing file until it gets printed, and then that file stays there for just that, for our benefit to be able to go in and search that real quick and find it. Mm-hmm. I have burnt CDs for your people before, and that's Kathy Roberts has that, and we have put CDs out for your people to make it faster for them, but if you want something else, we're certainly willing to work with you in any way you want.
Can you run a query on off of a CD?
Sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That'd be great.
There's a couple of, have you talked to IT? There's also some simple tools you can download for free. I use Google Desktop. It queries anything, every file on my computer or any indexed network drive.
So it might do the minutes that are on the county website.
Correct. That's what I do. Okay. So it's a free tool, Google Desktop. Everyone uses a little bit of things. What Donna's saying, there's multiple options. I know that sometimes we have Nikki do that. I think she has Google Desktop, and Jillian does too. It just, it's a, it, what they've done is given the free search engine for your local machine. So like this morning, I just, for an example, this morning I looked up during the senior tax levy discussions, senior tax levy, and it pulled up every meeting that I was at. It pulled up my emails, my calendar, and any emails I had. So I knew that I had met, you know, six times on senior tax levy.
Wow.
So that's a free tool you can download and put on your PC. I know IT supports that application too.
And if the minutes aren't out on the web, just let us know. We'll move them out to a file where you can get to them.
Great. Thank you. So I will provide you with the minutes. And we're going to have a separate meeting on that one. Did we just say that too?
I'm going to set up a separate meeting on Wednesday on that. On Quail Road?
Quail Road.
Bill, all I'm going to say is what Bob tells me and if I'm going to vote to do something or not. So.
Okay.
At least we'll have a final decision.
If there's a chance I could say anything on that, because, like I said, I have some general questions on county responsibility with drainage issues. That's all I had, and then we were going to go into executive.
Okay. All ready? Motion to go in?
What time will you come out for those listening? At 2 o'clock we're coming back out, right?
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
10-minute deal, you think, Frank?
Yeah. We'll be back on the air by 2. How's that?
Yep.
Motion to go into executive personnel and that statute.
610-021-213. Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
One thing about the, while he's doing this, one thing about the website, I've got a scenario that I was going to talk to.